טוב, בסדר. Where were we? What were we talking about yesterday?
Miguel.
Miguel Laney, the time, remember? Right? The time of Miguel Laney. Right, okay, very good. We finished Taf Reish Pei Zayin. We're doing Taf Reish Pei Chet. Din, Krachim, Amukafim Choma, Nimot Yeshua Binun, Vochet Zifim. You know the laws of the cities which are surrounded with the wall in the days of Yeshua Binun. What is this term?
Walled cities, such as
Yerushalayim. Why this term?
Because everyone else was a village, such as Tel Aviv. Well, actually, Tel Aviv is ascended.
Why this term? Say
Yerushalayim wasn't walled at the time of Yeshua Binun.
Exactly.
I mean, Tel Aviv is still a sand dune.
Why is this? So, you know the answer, man? Sure answer, no? Because if you will say from the days of Yerushalayim, from the days of the party of Shushan Abira, Yerushalayim was destroyed then. It's a big disgrace for Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we don't say from the days of Shushan Abira. Okay, from the days of Yeshua Binun. Okay?
And then we do Jerusalem, not because it was ruled at the time, but because you have to do Jerusalem because otherwise it would be a disgrace.
Yeah, exactly. Yerushalayim also, the only reason you do it, because otherwise it will be a disgrace for Yerushalayim. Well, Shushan Abira is more important than Yerushalayim. It wasn't surrounded.
It wasn't. We don't have any single city that we know for sure was surrounded at that time.
Tveria was surrounded. The suffix is not is regarding right. It's regarding the Kinneret. As Mar says, is the Kinneret considered a wall or not? Is the wall is a physical wall or a fact that the enemy can't come in because it's a border? Mitzar, yeah. I don't know where that is.
That wasn't the time when Yeshua Binun anyway.
No, it was before.
So,
which cities celebrate the 15th of Adar today? Today, only Jerusalem celebrates Purim on the 15th of Adar. A number of cities in Eretz Yisrael observe both days because they doubt about the exactness of walls during that period. These places include Akko, Be'er Sheva, Haifa, Yafo, Lod, and Tzfat. Hebron and Tiberias have custom to observe both days only for the mitzvah of the Megillah. In Chutz La'aretz, Baghdad, Damascus, and Prague read the Megillah on both days. In all these places, the brachas for the Megillah are recited on the 14th of Adar only. Shkoyach. You think he puts his head down and he's sleeping. Really, he's all in the shir. Be careful here. Okay. Karachim ha-mukafim shalchalai mati Yoshua ha-minun, afilu enam mukafim ha-shav, even if by now these walls are not up, you read on tetvav. Afilu enam mechutz la-aretz. Even if they're mechutz la-aretz, they read on tetvav. Afilu enam mechutz la-aretz. Even if there's no... They don't have in the city 10 batlanim. The Gemara says... And if a city doesn't have 10 batlanim, it's not a city. What's 10 batlanim? It's 10 people sitting and learning all day, right? And the city supports them. Ooh, sounds like Kerlo. Huh? So, even if it doesn't have those, it's considered a city for this. Who should come? Open the window. I'm not going to open. והוא שהוקף ואחר כך ישב, או שישב תחילה, הדעת להקיפו אחר כך. This is what is the city that's considered surrounded with a wall? Either it was first surrounded and then you build the houses, or even if you build the houses first, but he had in mind when he first built the houses to build a wall around them. Right. What if he sat down? Right? he first dwelled there, and then he built the wall with no intention to build a wall, and then years later they built the wall, it's not considered the Mukafet Choma. It's not very practical because we know the mice at the end. We said already the Mishnah Berurah. I told you already why we lay in first. Why do we say Moti Yoshua Binun? Because otherwise it'll be a disgrace for Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. And also Yerushalayim, like we said.
There's another place in Yerushalayim.
There's a suffix.
By the bus station, not in the museum.
What about it?
There's something about. As that road is coming to Yerushalayim, there used to be a raw wall around that space, and that was also
yeah.
A special
place. I never heard. Yeah, I know that Ramot yeah. is a machloket, not the Ramot close. Ramot towards Shmuel Navi is a machloket if you keep your dalet at Edvav. Samovadia. And everyone else. Yeah, Ovadia says they keep I'm not sure which one holds what. So some people do their Yudalet, some people do their Tetvach. Interesting. The best thing I would tell people is not to be there when the time of obligation. That's when we'll learn about the obligation time.
It's okay now. No, I think it was okay now.
Oh, maybe now after they made the connection with the
Hachot
Zvim, so maybe now it's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know. Yeah, not only those cities. Okay, not only those cities itself which are surrounded with a choma. They lay in there. Also, kfarim aniraim imahem. Even if there's little towns which you could see from the city, you could see those towns. Even if they're not next to the city, they're up on the mountain, but you could see. Shulchan Aruch. Wait till we finish. Or if they're close, even though they can't see, for example, they're down in the valley, but they're right next to the city, but they can't see the city. Okay. But if they're not further away than a mil, how much is a mil? 72-minute walk. How much is that? No, that's not a mil. Mil is an 18-minute walk. 18-minute walk.
A kilometer? Or a mile?
18-minute walk. That's like the Arab meal in the Halacha. You know what? How much does it take to walk 18 minutes?
Average walk is
5 miles an hour.
4 miles an hour.
Well, now, so calculate. Tell me how much it is.
4 miles.
Where is that?
Is it? 4 miles,
4 minutes,
4 miles an hour, therefore 18 minutes is a third of an hour. I don't know how much that is.
Like a mile and a half?
Yeah, so it's about
2 kilometers?
About 2 kilometers, right. About 2 kilometers. That's the distance that the most that it will be from each other. Yeah? Meaning if you could see it and it's not more than 2 kilometers away, right? So then you could also keep. Yeah. Shushan Abira, if anyone lives there, I don't know if any Jews live today, but they live there for sure. Even though it's not surrounded with the Choma, they keep their the 15th. Why? Because that's where the Nes happened. That's where they killed another 300 of our enemies. Second. Okay, let's add some things about this.
Now, it's interesting to know that the in Europe,
yeah,
if a miracle happened in your city, there's also
right. We said that, yeah.
But today, with them taking away things like the right of Bris Mila. And the right of kosher slaughtering, they might take away that too. They might make that against the law.
I think Jews should all come here. I don't know.
I was just saying, there's a possibility of them getting the
kids. Okay, we'll bring a few rules. What's considered a city that's not this, not Yerushalayim, for example, and it's considered with Yerushalayim? Here, Yosef, your house is right there on the border somewhere. From a Hazayit, you can see the Yerushalayim easily. You have to have glasses on, I need. But any person. Okay, which is considered Yerushalayim.
Well, what about?
Let's see.
You know, Talpia Misrach. Talpia.
No, that's of course the first is considered seeing. It's also, there's another thing. Well, let's see. I'll tell you the rules and you'll decide, okay? I'll tell you the rules. What's considered together with the city? And you'll decide already what's considered. Aleph, Yeshuva Nireh Me'ayir HaMukefet Choma. When it's considered a city that you can see the other city, when you're standing on land, even if it's on a high mountain, on land, and you see the land of the other city. Not if you're standing on the Binyan Klal, on the top of the roof, or whatever, Migdal Ha'ir, whatever it's called there, and you see a big tower, the water tower in Efrat. No, that's not considered seeing the city. Seeing the city, when you're standing on the earth, on the ground, and you see the ground of the other city, okay? But if you, yeah.
It's also from the city that you look at Yerushalayim, and that's Yerushalayim, you get that city. Is there a difference?
Another Mishnah, if you see that way, you see that way, no?
Because the bigger
if you can see that, you can see that. Okay. That's considered seeing. Seeing is when you're standing on land, and you see the other land.
Like, what about the land in your apartment?
It's not land. No. It's not Chanukah. But Chanukah is good. For Purim, the Nafochu. Today, Yosef, you brought a soul to the yeshiva with your pamphlet. Yosef. Probably Yosef brought from Tzfat. You put it. No, the other guy is Tom. Nira kavana shorim et shetach yishuv b'riyah regila v'adei she'edah she'edah v'adei mishkepet. Also, another rule, that you can see the other city with your eyes. You can wear glasses when you need glasses, but not, you don't need binoculars or someone who sees extremely well. Regular, average seeing. Okay? Efsek batim v'ilanot eno efsek klal v'esh she'er et shetach yishuv nireh me'ayir mukefet. ולא הבתים והעילונות מפסיקים בינתיים, הוא הדין גיבה עשויה בידי אדם אינה מפסקת. Okay? If there is buildings now blocking, that's the reason I can't see the ground of the city. So we can, or there's trees blocking, or whatever is blocking, there's a building in the middle blocking my view. We calculate as if it's not there. Right? Without the buildings, will you be able to see the ground? So it's considered seeing the ground. Okay? The blockage of a building or something that's not the land, right? But if there's a mountain blocking, Hashem made a mountain, then that's considered not seeing already. And if a person built a mountain, then it doesn't. You don't consider it as if there's no mountain. Okay, that's another rule. Rule number four. אם מצד השאר הישוב נראה ומסתון הנראה, יש אומרים שהסברה נותנת שכולם קוראים לדבר, כיוון שכל היישוב כדלדמות עכשיו, יש אומרים שיש לחלק את הרי היישוב במקום שאין קוראים לדבר. What happens, if part of the city you could see, the Yerushalayim, for example. Part of the city you can't see, like in Efrat, right? It's a good example. So let's say if I'm not saying it is, but let's say it would have been Tetvav. So the whole city is Tetvav, only part of the city is Tetvav. He doesn't bring the No, but it seems like it will be that the whole city is considered one. If the edge sees, it's enough. Okay, that's number four. Number five, Im yesh yishuv rachok hanireh. If there's a far city that sees Yerushalayim. Ubeno leben ha'ir mukefet yesh yishuv karov yoter la'ir bu'eno nireh. And in the meantime, in the valley, let's say there's another city, which with that city you can't see Yerushalayim's land. Yesh asovrim, there are those who say that it's considered a hefsek. If there's in the middle, another city doesn't see. So the far one, of course, doesn't see. even though it's his. But some say, no, afuch. Since the far one sees, so the middle one, of course, is included in. So, machloket, what will you do? So, when it's practical, so we'll find out. In the meantime, I'm just telling you the the Paiskim say, like we said, it has to be in a meal. Some Paiskim say, even if it's more than a meal, but not far away, it's okay. It's considered in. But if it's far away, it's kilometers away, it's not considered part of Yerushalayim. Okay? It's more than a meal, even though you could see it.
That's a practice.
For example, if I, right? It's not considered part of Yerushalayim.
Would it be like Ramat Beit Shemesh or...
No, so very, of course you can't see Yerushalayim from there. No doubt. Okay, Rega, we get more things here. What? In the meantime, it looks like you got it. I know you keep it there, but it looks like in the meantime, according to that, what we got now. 1 second. Another thing here. It says in the halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah, "Smuchinay afish enam negim hayim." Yeah, in the Shulchan Aruch, we said before, even if they're close, but they can't see because of the thing. They're the valley, but they're close enough, more than a mil, right? Less than a mil distance, then they keep together with the Imukep Tchoma. So there's a few shitas of how to understand this. First shita is, כשיש רצף של בתים ושכונות סביב לחומת העיר, if there's a continuation of houses in the neighborhood around the city, they all join together with the city. That's what we do, right?
Less than a mile apart.
Yeah. What's a mile? It's not 2 kilometers, he says.
Kilometer.
It's one, nine, it's a machloket. Either 1,180 meters or 960 meters.
About a kilometer,
yeah.
No, you said 960 or...
I guess some people walk faster. Yeah, or slower or something. Slower. Takes them a long time. Anyways. What are we saying? That's what we... Yeah.
And then it all joins to the city.
Yeah.
So what if you have houses or little neighborhoods coming out of Jerusalem that are less than a kilometer apart, they'll keep going and extend Yerushalayim all the way to wherever. Or no.
Once again, אבל כל הבתים השכונות שהם להלן משיעור מי מפרעים אחרי שהם סמוכים וחומרים בעצם אחד הבתים שהם בתוך שיעור אף שהם סמוכים no there's a צמצום. If it's in a meal, of course it keeps. We said like this, it has to be either in a meal or it has to be seen. The person says it doesn't go like that. The Shekhanah, that's what he says. He says, no, it doesn't go like that. If it's in a, so if you have the territory, which is the houses are all connected to each other, okay? Even if they're more than a mil, if you could see the city, you could join it in, fine. But if it's more than a mil, and you can't even see the city anymore?
But they're joined within houses.
So they don't join.
They don't join.
No, it could be one house, you could still see from that land of the house.
What's the matter? What's the difference? Because if you can see, you only rely on the second opinion. You don't need the. So what do you need the?
No, if my Rafi told me if you could see, you only rely on which opinion?
But you can see, so you don't need the houses.
Not enough. Even if you could see, ah, you're saying what are the houses helping you? You tell me. Again. Until mean.
Okay, so
even though they're together. סמוכים ומחוברים בארצל אף שסמוכים ומחוברים בארצל אחד. אף אחד קוראים ויודלת. Okay.
And we're talking about those places where we said that are further away, even though you can see it, it was a few kilometers away.
No, so then
it doesn't count, even if there's houses in between.
As we said.
So that would be the Nafkamina, that would be the point okay. where you do have the relevance
of the
houses and the sea.
Right.
The houses don't count. Because
right.
you're already too far away, even
right.
though you can still see.
Right. That's only if there's a break.
Oh. And if there's a break, and therefore that's why you need the houses. To not make the break.
I'm confused. Let's make several other things here. If it's in the meal and you can't see, it's covered, right?
It's good.
Good. If it's in the meal and you could see, of course it's good.
Okay.
If you could see and you're not in a meal,
then it's good.
Why?
You can see the ground. If you can see, then you're not in the meal, that's good, huh?
Okay. According to this shita, it was two shitas we're going to bring. A few shitas we're going to bring. According to this shita,
no. No good. You have to be
meal. You have to be in the meal.
Yeah.
Okay. And therefore, according to this shita, it could be that what you could have in one city. Some people are reading Yudal. Some people are reading Tzvav. Like we had. The second shita is apuch. Whenever there's a connection between the houses. Even if it goes to the end of the world, right? You keep. It's all considered the same city. Mm-hmm. And you read on Tezvav, even the place you cannot see the walls of the city. You cannot see the ground of the city of the walls, right? But only if there's a hefsek of a meal, then you won't be able to read in the faraway places. Meaning Ramot, where you can't see the city, of course, because the mountain goes like that. Right, the people living on the other side of the mountain.
Where
the same price of Ramot, what?
Can't see
Yerushalayim from Ramot.
From parts of Ramot, you can see parts of Yerushalayim.
From parts of it.
That's not good.
No.
I have to see everything.
According to this shita, you have to see, the city, wherever you could see, you're going to be together with it. You can't see, it's not together with it. So you said. If there's a retzef of houses in neighborhoods around the city, even if they go far away, it's all considered da'adamas, and you read it as well. But, even if you can't see the walls of the city, but only if there's a hefsek of a meal between a neighborhood and another neighborhood, and in that neighborhood you cannot see anymore, then that neighborhood you won't be able to read, only if there's a hefsek. But if there's no hefsek, so even if you can't see, it's all considered one, like we said, it's Dalad Amos.
Right.
That's what we said.
Is Ramot
further? So Ramot, what?
Away from the edge of Yerushalayim, further than the
cross? I don't know. Today, I don't think so anymore. They built down and they built there, and I think that they already got it. Where do you live?
Ramot.
What do you see from where you live?
Ramot.
It's seeing Ramot, there's nothing. Just see the wall where the city is surrounded.
You have to be able to see what
the
wall. City wall.
Yeah.
You can do that with a satellite.
That doesn't count.
Does that count?
Nope.
No.
Satellite?
Okay, the last thing is, and this is the halacha of most poskim. This is what most poskim say. Okay? Dat rov dole ador. You want to see who says now what we're going to say? The Chazanish and Afan. Kitsu. Alad, Aben Zion, Abba Shaul. Most poskim say what we're going to say now. Even though there's a connection of houses, one to the other, there's a continuation of houses. And in the neighborhoods are considered all one neighborhood, Dalad Amos, right? And even though it goes very far and you can't see the walls, then you can lay. But if there's a hefsek of the houses, according to Chazanish, 81 meters, and according to Rukhaino, 67 meters, and consider it Efsek, and you do like you Dalit. And that's what the minhag is. You heard what we said right now? I'll say it out of
it. It's got to have a Efsek.
What?
It's a Efsek of houses. It's got to have.
What's a Efsek? What about Efsek of houses? Houses are joining. Houses are joining.
What
does that mean without houses?
Without houses.
Pisgadzev or Givadzev? Pisgadzev is a continuation, no?
Right.
Wow. Arabs.
Oh, even Arabs. What's the Hashem?
No.
That's not good. They don't have to be Jews. Houses.
Houses.
Yeah, Bet Hanina. What do you mean? It connects right away to,
okay.
To right in the, where I live.
Okay.
Bet Hanina, and then you have Givat Safatit and
Amat Eshkol. That's why we're talking about the Hesek of the Kvish in between.
The what?
The Kvish in between, maybe Hesek or Amat.
The Kvish? Nah, it's not so many meters.
Should have rather killed
it. No,
okay, it could be
18
meters
anyway.
81,
67 meters, what?
So that also.
It's not a lot. You know, you want to know how much it is in the. You know, you have a calculator. What's it called here? 1 second. Oh, yeah, what is it? Meters to inches, right?
Feet. Meters to feet.
It's, what is it, 67? It's about 220 feet. Not a lot. It's not a lot, kids. Tov! Okay. So, Maisa, right, if the city can't see, right, the distance of more than a mil, you can only see it, if the distance of more than a mil, for sure you don't, all the shitas, you don't keep this, right? You keep your dalit. Okay, so. Okay, we said already, Suffolk, we said this. He writes here that in Prague, like we said before, that you shouldn't read at this well. But some persons say that you read at this well without a bracha, just in case. Okay. So tomorrow we'll talk about the shitas. If a person he lives in the Yerushalayim, he went outside the Yerushalayim, he lives outside the Yerushalayim, he read the Yerushalayim.
Historically, why do you think
the chokrim, the I don't know how you say it, the people are. Yeah, they say they're going there. They say that there's a wall there for thousands of years. I don't know. It says,